We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content with our guest today. Joining us is E40 Fonzarelli. Earl Stevens. The goon with the spoon. The guy with the spectacular vernacular. We appreciate you joining the show, family. Always love.
Thank you for having me.
Well, there's a lot of Bay Area news and sports. We covered the Warriors. We talked about the Niners. Barry Bonds was not voted into the Hall of Fame, and he obviously spent a large portion of his career in the Bay Area. How do you feel about him not having a bust in Cooperstown?
Him not making it to the Hall of Fame is bull crap.
Preach.
I know this sounds square, but I can't cuss. So, anyway, it's cold, man. It really is, man. I mean, you know, you're innocent to proven guilty. I just feel like, man, that man, that's my favorite baseball player of all time, period. Not just because he played for my favorite baseball team and he made his bones out here in the Yay area, but the fact that, you know, I mean, I would say, I don't know the statistics, but I would say 25%, maybe 30% of the times that he batted, they walked him. This is before automatic walk.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. Even with the bases loaded in a close game in the playoffs.
Yep. They walked him. That's what they do, and that's what they did. And, you know, I don't care what you smoking, what you drinking, what you popping, whatever it is. I don't care. It takes real talent to see that ball going across that plate and to hit it over the fence. Feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, you know, I'm sorry, man. I mean, if anything, it seemed like, you know what I'm saying, you know, substances will make you not see the ball. It might affect that. This man, I mean, 700 and what? How many home runs? 753?
752,
something like that?
Yeah, crazy.
Come on, man. That ain't easy to do, man. That man's supposed to be, and he never was convicted. You know, so why are you guys, I mean, not you guys, but why would they do that? Why would they? That's not right, man. That's not right. And in my book, he's the GOAT, period. And in many other people's book, he's the GOAT, and he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, since we have E40, a man of many talents, I must ask you, legendary artist, wordsmith, I've always said you have your own dictionary, literally. Entrepreneur, Earl Stevens, I go pick up a package Jacoby at my house. Guess what? Well, Earl Stevens, champagne.
Oh, no, we're branching out,
wine.
Though. We're branching out.
Bless me so much.
We're branching
much.
Out.
Mr. Thank you,
Mr.
family.
Mr. Stevens, you wouldn't happen to have a new product,
with
would you?
With the spoon. Just talk to us about your entrepreneurial spirit and some of the things that you're cooking on right now, literally.
So, you know, as many of you guys maybe know, on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, I do a lot of cooking. I've been cooking for many years on the social media, and I go under the name of The Goon with the Spoon. And I ended up doing co-packing. I knew what I was doing when I was branding the logo, Goon with the Spoon. I would always show it after I'm cooking on Instagram. I would always show that logo. So I knew what I was doing all these years, just, you know, getting it ready for co-packing. You know what I mean? Co-packing and, you know, who knows? Restaurants, whatever. You know what I'm saying? The Goon with the Spoon. So I ended up doing sausages. I have mild beef. I have hot beef. I have chicken teriyaki pineapple sausages. Ooh. I have Philly chicken cheesesteak sausages and many more to come. But this is what I started off with, these four SKUs. Now, and also I have burritos. They call it turf burritos. Goon with the Spoon, turf burritos. Reason why I call them turf burritos, because when I was a young mustache on the 1300 block of Magazine Street, you know what I'm saying, hanging out in front of my mama house, you know what I'm saying, doing my duties, you know what I'm saying, in the 80s, you know what I'm saying, I would go down the street to 7-Eleven, me and my sahabs, and we would go get a turf burrito, which is, you know, the frozen burritos, you heat them up in the microwave, yep. right there at 7-Eleven.
Love those.
You know
yep.
what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Come on, you can't get rid of them, man. Them go them forever. With
exactly.
some burritos,
I can smell that microwave right now.
No doubt.
I know exactly what that
man,
microwave
feel like
smells
I was
like.
A chef just putting it in a microwave.
Come on, for real, for real. And that was our meal. That was our meal. Those turf burritos was like, we didn't want to come in the house and, you know, eat the cooking and all that yet, because we were still hard-headed. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, we out there on the turf, you know, with a 40-ounce and a turf burrito with some Doritos. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Eating them, whether it was the green chilies or the red chilies. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I ended up making them available. So it's coming to a store near you right now. I have them online, and I have them in selected stores right now. But soon, just like my adult beverages, you'll see it everywhere, state to state. Maybe way quicker than you, because liquor takes certain licenses and stuff to get them in different states. You got controlled mm-hmm. states, franchises. Right. You got different states that got different rules with your licenses. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's so dope.
Before you came on the studio,
such an inspiration, brother.
We were playing choices before you came on the studio just to warm up, right? So we're gonna ask you some rapid fire questions, and you're gonna answer.
Nope.
Don't put me in a hot seat. You got me in a hot seat.
Oh no. We never do that to you. You don't look good. We don't look good.
Take a sip of your Earl Stevens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's only right.
Yo, what do we got there?
Yeah. What are we sipping on today?
A Earl Stevens.
Oh yeah, I got that bottle. I
the red blend.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Jay told me, he was like, I didn't get a bottle. He's like, I got cases.
He sent me a case. I love E-40 so much. My God, I'm about to just buy everything going with the spoon in E-40.
Man, enjoy, man. And your state in Michigan? Oh, my God. You know, it's my biggest state. I go through so many truckloads out there. Shout out to Michigan. Shout
we
out
got
to
you.
Detroit. Shout out.
You know that Bay Area and that Detroit love is forever?
Of course.
We cousins, man.
No doubt.
Shout out to the Mitten, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Michigan, man. The Mitten, man.
No doubt.
You know?
All right, so we ask you some yes or no questions very quickly.
Yeah.
Is Michael Jordan the GOAT?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, but I got my other GOAT. I got my other GOATs, too. It's two of them. Oh,
who's
that? Okay.
Who's the other one?
It's Steph Curry and LeBron.
Okay.
Because they always call Steph the greatest shooter. No, he's the greatest player overall. He go to the hole. He do it all. He play defense. He got offense. I mean, he's a scoring machine. I mean, he's a winner, man. I mean, he I ain't never seen nobody play like this ever in my whole entire life, ever. And I'm half a 100 years old, good brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So, and they always leave out his handle. He got one of the dopest handles in the game also.
Yeah.
People always talk about the shooting. The reason why he's the best shooter is because he can handle better than everybody else that can shoot like him.
That's right. That's right, man. That man is my GOAT. I got to be honest with you. And, you know, they base being a GOAT on height and being strong into the hole. Like, he do it all. He just not, you know what I'm saying? He's not tall like everybody else that they call a GOAT. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you can't leave out LeBron and Kobe, but Steph is my GOAT. LeBron is incredible, too.
I got a yep note for you. Will Bron win another championship with the Lakers?
You know, LeBron is so unpredictable. I can't say he's going to win with the Lakers. I don't know if he'll go to another team or whatever before he retired, but any team that he went to, he ended up winning the championship.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a lot to do with him. He's a leader. People love to play under his leadership. He's unpredictable, man. I can't really answer that one. I think if he went to another team, I'm not saying he won't win one with the Lakers. You know, it don't look like it, but you never know with that dude. But he will get another one before he retires.
Mm.
Well, some tells me that the Niner gang is going to invade SoFi Stadium. Some tells me that crowd is going to be 70% red. When you see that crowd, you're going to see a lot of red this weekend. And, of course, we have the capo of the Bang Bang Niner gang, E-40, on the program.
Bang,
good luck this
bang.
Weekend.
Thank you, family.
Bang, Niners.
Bang.
Thank
Appreciate
you so
joining
much for
us.
Taking the time to join us. You're always
Love.
Welcome here on Jalen and Jacoby.
Love y'all, family.
Love you,
good
too.
Good
seeing
y'all.
Too.
Thank you.
Yes,
Blessings.
Sir. Blessings. He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, Doug?
I'm David Jacoby. And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen and Jacoby, what exactly is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jalen, joining us later on this weekend pod exclusive will be...
Say that you got it all. Or Jesus Christ had dreads, so shake them. That's what I'm saying these days. I ain't got none, but I'm planning on growing some.
It looks like you are planning on growing some with this hair you got going
Earl
on right
Stevens,
now.
Earl Stevens, 40 Fonzarelli, 40 water. Is going to stop by Jalen and Jacoby, not only on the TV show, but for the weekend podcast exclusive to talk bang, bang, Niner gang and more.
All right, very quickly, let's talk about some of these gambling bets that we're going to put in. One of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to take the Chiefs -7.5. I'll take it. I might do an alternate line where they get less points and my odds don't go up. I'll probably take them down a little bit to under a touchdown, and then parlay that with a Kelce touchdown, parlay that with a Hill touchdown. I don't see this game happening without Kelce and or Hill scoring a touchdown.
I agree. I'll take a Mahomes rushing TD. I'll take the Chiefs to win versus the spread, and I'll take the cheetah yards.
Okay. Now, can't you see a world? I don't like 7.5 points because I can always see a world where they're down 10 and they get the ball down to the 20. And they're like, all right, we'll kick the field goal and then we'll do the onside kick. You know what I mean? And then you end up losing the bet.
But the one thing about the Chiefs, for anybody that be betting like we do, they don't be covering.
No, they don't. Not all the time.
You know what I'm saying? They don't be covering.
Not all the time. Do you know that Patrick Mahomes has never lost in the playoffs to any quarterback not named Tom Brady? Think about that. Lost twice.
How about Patrick Mahomes has more playoff quarterback, has more playoff TDs passing than the entire Lions franchise?
That's not surprising at all.
That's incredible.
That's not surprising at all.
He got 25 playoff TDs and our whole franchise got 24.
That's shocking. I thought y'all would be like in the single digits.
It's only touchdown passes, not wins.
No, y'all been in the playoffs like four times in the last 60 years.
Correct.
Like, come on now. Who's played more games? Like, hold on a second.
Matthew Stafford was 0-3. Barry got us a win.
Good for Barry.
Early 90s. I remember that. Barry. We lost to the 49ers.
And the Rams are favored by 3.5. I see them winning the game, but I don't feel comfortable I don't feel comfortable with the spread. Rams -3.5. I feel like they're going to win by 1, 2, or 3.
It's Rams covering that. I'm going to tell you why. Two words. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, he's going to throw the ball to their team, right?
Correct. Why Jalen Ramsey, I wish I could bet him getting an interception because he gonna get one. Here's my best for this game. I'm taking the Rams to cover.
Me too.
But I'm taking Deebo Samuel to rush and catch a TD. Pretty sure it's going to be some odds there.
Wow, yeah. You always like to go big with the odds. You don't like even money bets.
No, I don't.
You've got a high risk
tolerance. What the hell are you waiting for?
A couple things. We have one voicemail we got to get to. Obviously, we're going to give you the 40 water. Tristan Thompson was allegedly spotted with a female companion at a bar in Milwaukee and filmed on TikTok. I've seen more videos of Tristan Thompson in bars hanging out with ladies than I have videos of my own children. When is he going to learn?
Who was that? I think that was the time. Gigolos get lonely too. Hey, he living his life, man.
Good for him. Good for him.
He living his life. I'm not mad at him.
Good for Tristan Thompson.
Seemed like he was out. He's consensually having fun.
He's not married.
I just hate those videos of the back of somebody's head or the side of somebody when they out with somebody else. It's like, for anybody that's an adult, let me tell y'all something. There are levels to seeing people of the opposite sex out together. You know what I mean? It's like, you can't always just assume that he's or she's doing something salacious. Now, I did see him tweet an apology.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whoops.
I did see him tweet an apology about having a baby.
Oh, he's... Whoops.
He didn't tell Chloe. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not good. We don't want that.
It's a real human baby.
Yeah, we don't... As somebody that grew up without knowing his father, I never root for single parent homes.
I understand. saying.
And so I didn't like that. But he living his best life, and she is too. I seen her posting her pictures on IG, letting people know she back out here in these streets.
Oh, she in the streets.
Let him live.
Jalen, Lakers got waxed.
Putting it on wax.
Waxed.
You know, when I knew he arrived, I heard somebody on SportsCenter the other day say somebody got waxed. I'm like, good. You know what?
Good.
I'm watching the show.
Good. Well, the Lakers got waxed. Scored 87 points in an NBA basketball game. AD looked good. Silver lining?
AD had 40% of the points.
How you feel about AD? A little silver lining there?
Silver lining is this. Who you taking in the playoffs? Memphis, Utah?
Bro, don't even talk to me about this. Lakers.
Dallas or the Lakers?
Lakers.
With a healthy AD and Bron.
Lakers.
Shout out to John Morant. He's just been going stupid. Go dumb.
Dumb.
He's been going crazy this year.
John Morant or Luka, starter in the All-Stars?
Job, better record. You know I like the reward of winning.
Wiggins deservedly an all-star starter?
No, I don't like
it. So who do you sub in for him, though? Paul George?
Luka.
But I think Luka's technically a guard or something. It's like one of those, like, it's one of those position things.
Let me be the person that says what everybody's thinking. I did this with the Fab Five doc. Let me just be the person that says what everybody's thinking. Andrew Wiggins should not be starting in the All-Star game.
So I started looking at, like, who would I put in instead? I think Luka's a guard or something.
Come on, dog. And this will never change because of the popularity of the game socially and internationally, that the goal is to gauge interaction, not necessarily, quote unquote, get it right.
Or votes. Yeah, if I can vote 10 times, then what are we even doing?
Correct.
You know what I mean? What are we even doing?
Correct.
What are we even doing?
Correct. And so I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
And
just have a great season.
And by the way, Minnesota in your face.
He said in your face.
Yeah, I've been traded
like
before.
It's 1993.
Yeah,
in your face.
You know what I'm saying? He get traded first year, make the All-Star game, and he's a starter, and he's on a better team, and he got the second best record.
Not his first year, for sure.
I'm just saying. I'm talking about first.
First All-Star starter, yeah.
Yeah, first year All-Starter with the Warriors. Like, and starting?
Starting.
In your face.
In your face, Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, it's in your face.
In your face, Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
In your face, Karl Anthony Towns.
Tibbs.
Tibbs. Your face. You're hilarious. Jalen, something I got to talk to you about. I always bring you juice and a ginger shot in the morning.
I crush both of them.
You ask, but we have to have a discussion about it. Ginger shot does things in my stomach that I don't think are healthy. And I think we might have to cut down on the ginger shot intake.
Well,
there's a reason I was a little late today coming into the studio.
Well,
I had to make a pit stop on the way to the studio.
Well, for me that usually happens when we're having lunch after we order. I'm the person that's using the bathroom before he eats.
Yeah, no, I'll be sitting there. We get there, we order. Jalen doesn't say anything, just walks away. I'm like, oh, this is ginger shot.
Because you finish yours maybe like 45 minutes before I get mine. And then you take yours as a shot, so it's going to hit you instant.
What they put in this thing? That's what I'm thinking.
And you take yours as a shot.
Yeah.
So yours hits you instant. I'm drinking mine throughout the whole show.
You might have to give up on a shot.
I still want mine. I still want mine.
You still want
Please,
yours?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take mine too.
I still want mine. I need it.
Listen, we always say we give the people what they want, and that is exclusive podcast-only content with our guest. Right now, I'm happy to introduce our interview with none other than
Say That You Got It All,
40 Water. Want to thank E40 for coming by. Huge weekend, Jalen's birthday. Number one, top priority. Number two, AFC and NFC championship games. We will be back on Monday to discuss it all.
We're not done. Like the legendary Blastmaster KRS-One would say, we are not done. Got the gift of people.